My Uncle Bruce is a cool guy. I remember when he and my Aunt Ellen got married, they rode around for a while on his and her blue and pink motorcycles. More recently, around 10 years ago, they moved into what's called an active senior community, and they quickly made friends. Bruce, in particular, joined several committees on the homeowners board. So he was pretty shocked when one day he got a letter from the board's president.
It went by certified mail, regular mail, and email.
This is Bruce, reading from the letter.
All committee members are expected to act with integrity and to both support and obey the rules. Accordingly, the board of directors has authorized a fine to be charged to your account in the amount of $750. The board has also voted to terminate your membership on the Architectural Review Committee and the Traffic Committee. When someone advises you that you have no integrity and just the tenor of the thing and the fact that we had really thought about what the rules were, my wife and I were ready literally to leave the community.
The letter came in 2015, but the beef can be traced back 3 years earlier to shortly after Bruce and Ellen moved into the community. They hosted a small New Year's party that year and invited 12 people. The next year, they made more friends and invited 25 people. By the third year, it was up to 40 people. They loved the party, but hosting it was becoming a lot of work. Also, it got politically difficult for Bruce because neighbors would be miffed if they weren't invited.
And then we got a bright idea that maybe we should run a party for the community. The community didn't have a New Year's party. And we have a pretty extensive clubhouse room. We've got an all-purpose room, which is really kind of a ballroom. So we have a community organizer, and we went to her and said, hey, we were thinking about doing this. She said, oh, that's wonderful. That's great. We'd love you to do it. Let me talk to the board and see if the board agrees. And the board came back, yeah, oh, that's a great idea. And we went about organizing the party. We formed a committee. We found a local pizzeria that we could set up to bring in a couple of main dishes. And we had it set up.
All this planning took place in the late spring, way before New Year's. That summer, Bruce and Ellen visited a bunch of national parks by car, trailing their tandem motorcycle behind them. Bruce doesn't remember if it was on the way to the Grand Canyon, Arches, or Zion, but one day...
We're riding along and the telephone rings. It's the president of the board of directors. He says, Bruce, we got a problem. The community has this holiday party a few weeks before. That's not held in our community. It's held at a large restaurant nearby that has a banquet hall. And they had to put down a $3,000 deposit. They were afraid because our party was so popular that they thought it would draw people from the holiday party and that they would be in danger of losing their deposit.
People would say, oh, I'm going to go to the New Year's party, so I'm not going to go to the holiday party.
It was substantially less expensive. People didn't have to leave the community to go to it. So he says, look, the board has elected, you know, they voted, and we'd like you to cancel this party. I mean, I understood completely. I wasn't happy about it. We had gone through a lot of work. And they had initially approved the party, so, you know, they should have thought of that before. But they didn't. But they canceled the party. And that was the end of that, you might say.
Well, not really. Bruce and Ellen attended the holiday party, and he says they had a good time. But come December 31st, they now had no plans. So they reached out to a few friends, mostly people who had been on their New Year's party committee, 12 in total. And they decided to go out to that pizza place they were going to use to cater the party. The owner said that wouldn't work because he was closing early that night, but then he offered to deliver the food after he shut down. Bruce and his friends loved that idea, but now they needed a place to eat.
And we realized that there wasn't going to be anything at the clubhouse, so knowing that there was nothing there, we said, hey, let's do it at the clubhouse. And we all kind of agreed to that. Everybody showed up at 8:30, I think. And sure enough, the pizzeria guy delivered at 9:30. We ate, somebody brought a radio, we listened to some music, and at 10:30, everybody cleaned up, we went home.
The next day, rumors began flying that Bruce had held his big New Year's party in defiance of the board. One resident claimed to have seen 35 cars in the parking lot. 8 days later, Bruce got the letter revoking his committee memberships and announcing the fine. Here's more of the letter.
After reviewing and investigating a unit owner complaint about the December 31, 2015 New Year's Eve party that you sponsored in the clubhouse, a special meeting was held by the board of directors to discuss this issue. According to the rules of the section entitled General Clubhouse Usage, catered events not authorized by the Board of Management are not permitted. The party was in violation of this rule. Further, you chose to deliberately act against the board's decision that a party not take place this year. Please notify the management office of any request of an appeal to the board of directors within 15 days of receipt of this letter in accord with the community rules. Sincerely, la la la, the board of directors. And I heard, very frankly, through the grapevine, that during the meeting that they were talking about this, one of the board of directors ran and looked into the garbage and found the pan with, you know, remnants of chicken parmesan or something like that, and said, oh, this is a catering pan. This was a catered event. That's the only thing that they could come up with, because the facilities weren't otherwise used. We really had a right to be there. We felt we were shamed, really shamed. It wasn't an catered event. It wasn't sponsored by me. It was a group affair. It was 12 people. It wasn't an enormous party. And it wasn't the party that they banned, which would have been a community party advertised in the newspaper and sign-ups and assigned tables and all. It was none of that. It was a group of residents when the facilities were not otherwise committed.
Bruce did appeal. He asked if he could remain on the committees he was being kicked off of until the appeal was decided, but the board president said no. Bruce wrote his appeal out in a letter, which he sent in advance of the appeal hearing, and then read out loud when he got there. He wrote it in a series of bullet points, which he calls dot points.
Board members, my wife and I did not sponsor the event. The gathering was planned as a group. Next dot point. The group discussed going to Terramina's Pizzeria, but found that they were closing early. So we decided to avail ourselves of the clubhouse. Next stop point. We accepted the offer of the owner to deliver some food on his way home. He delivered and left. It was not a, in quotations, catered event. The bill split between 12 participants came to $7.95 per person with a nice tip and sharing of the cost of paper goods and utensils. The group chipped in $11 per person. The rest of the fare was supplied by participants, and cleanup duties were shared by all. We made every effort to, and we believe did, leave the place as we found it, cleaned well, put the garbage out where it belonged, and left at 10:30 p.m. We were in our beds by 11. Last dot point, we express our dissatisfaction with the board that this same information was not gathered from us during your, in quotes, investigation. As an evaluation the unit owner's complaint, in quotations, before issuing any violation. Sincerely, us. They listened. They hardly asked any questions. I think the only question was asked, did you hold this event in spite of the president to put your finger in his eye? I said, absolutely not. He's not a major portion of my life. I don't think of him day and night. We had a New Year's party. Yeah. That was it.
The good news is that the committee, after hearing the evidence, rescinded the fine and fully reinstated Bruce's committee memberships. But there was one thing Bruce still wanted.
I don't know, a month or two or three later, I'm talking to the president and I said, you know, we really deserve an apology related to all this. We didn't do a darn thing wrong, you know.
Yeah.
Says, I'll bring it up at the board meeting. So a few days later, I bump into him again. I said, well, what happened at the board meeting? He says, it was voted on and it was almost unanimous. We're not apologizing. I have to say that the next year, the board decided let the chips fall where they may, and they allowed us to make a New Year's party, and it was sold out. And the holiday party that preceded it was also well attended. There was no problem between the two parties. Now we've run it about 7 years in a row with the exclusion of the pandemic. We sell out every year. We start off with salad and appetizers. We usually have a cold antipasto. Then we have an addition of a shrimp platter that goes around. We use pans of chicken francese, also eggplant parm. Then we go into pretty extensive desserts, four different kinds of wines, two whites, two reds. We also have a champagne punch, beer, soft drinks.